You are listening to remoteoffice.fm Weekly Coworking Show, episode number 22. I'm your host, Lima Hayati. Our guest today is founder of PAX Coworking Tokyo. He also an author of Coworking is a Parting. Let's hear more from Kyo Satani. How are you, Kyo?
Hi. Nice to meet you.
Yeah, nice to meet you too. Okay, let's get started.
Yes.
Could you tell us a bit more about your background, yourself, and PAX Coworking?
Okay, I'm running a company.
Oh.
Which stand a restaurant downstairs of this coworking space.
Cool.
And a coworking space here.
Yeah.
And I'm also having the, kind of sports event, social marathon. So we have three enterprise, restaurant, working space, and running event. And I established my company 10 years ago.
Quite long.
And the working space, it's 7 years old. Now in Japan, we have more than 800 working spaces.
Oh.
7 years ago, maybe.
This is you are the only one.
First one in Tokyo and another one.
Oh, cool.
So this is a Japanese second coworking space, actually.
Yeah.
And before establishing my company, I was working for three companies. One big company and two startup companies.
Oh, cool.
And my another background, I travel a lot since my university age. So I have been traveling for more than 50 countries for the last 20 years.
How you get the idea from PAX, building PAX Coworking?
Actually, as I told you, I travel all over the world for the last 20 years. And I met so many people. I have so many friends all over the world. And I want to recommend to all my friends, of course, Japanese other country people, to travel more. So 10 years ago, when I decided to create my company, I wanted to make a situation like guest house. But I didn't make a guest house. I create a restaurant. Because, you know, I love the situation in the guest house. But the usual people don't stay in the guest house. But all the people eat everything. So the restaurant is, necessary. Food is necessary. And people like eating. So,
yeah.
But, we serve the, coriander cuisine. We call it pakchi cuisine. But, actually, we not only serve food, we, serve the communication. Usually, restaurant and server and guests are the, maybe the server.
Yeah.
And, we have to respect the guests. But, no, it's very flat. It's like friends or family. And, there are many customers every day. And, one customer and the other customer.
Okay.
I wanted to make the both people make friends. So we have no seats for two people. We have table for more than four people. So if you come to a restaurant with two people, maybe you will, find another two people in your table. Of course, we don't force to talk, but we have, very, very strange food and, very warm atmosphere. So people, start talking. One of the guests created the company with whom, with whom she met in the party of a restaurant.
Oh.
And another guest suddenly say thank you to me. But I didn't remember her. And I asked, excuse me, I don't remember you. And she said that it was the first time to talk to me. So why she told me thank you? Because we have the standing seat, I mean standing section.
Yeah.
And many people enjoy talking.
Yeah.
And one day she came to my restaurant alone, just to eat. But she found a very noisy group just next door. And she was listening to the story. And for her, working is just working. She don't want work enjoyable. But the noisy group said, so working is very exciting and, very fun. And she was so confused. But she, the first time think about her career. And after maybe 3 months, she decided to change her jobs to enjoy the working. And after that, the first day of the new company, she came to Pakuchi House. She came back to Pakuchi House. And she found me and suddenly talked to me. So it was really the first time. But when she came to my restaurant for the first time, she changed her life. So like creating a company and changing her jobs, it's a life thing.
Yeah.
I didn't intend to eat, but, it's very exciting. If people and people talk. So I wanted to change the office situation. And I made a phrase, working as partying.
Yeah. How about your books? Working as a partying.
So. The book is, from my, experience.
Yeah.
It was like, I just created the phrase. I want to enjoy working, but yeah. I didn't know the word co-working at that time.
Yeah.
So I start thinking the way to enjoy working. And after 8 months or 9 months, I met, I saw a picture of co-working space in London. Just one picture. And it looks like ideal situation. I didn't know the co-working, but it was, people is working, but people looks very happy.
Yeah.
So I asked my friends about the photos. And at that time, I got to know the word co-working. And co-working Google mailing list. I joined the mailing list and I talked to so many people. I love the idea of co-working, so I decided to create a co-working space, the first co-working space in Tokyo.
So about the running event, every week or every month, in what category?
Nowadays, I don't have so many events. I have maybe once or twice a month.
What kind of event?
Actually, 7 years ago,
yeah.
Nobody knows the word co-working. So at that time, I had an event more than once a week. We called it Jelly. For example, lightning talk or some seminars. And sometimes I invite accountants.
Oh.
Sometimes just drinking.
Talk about finance?
Finance.
Or hackathon.
and the reading book events.
Oh, yeah, cool.
Any event was okay at the time because I was, if I don't do any event, I was alone.
So that's why you do that, the event. You ask them to come or you create some kind of announcement? Yeah, hey!
I was using the Facebook or Twitter. But basically, nobody knows. Nobody knew about co-working. So
yeah.
It was very difficult to people
reach out.
Yeah. But I have my restaurant downstairs. So I talk to my customers.
Yeah.
Next
That's
week.
Nice promotion. How about co-working in Japan? Now I have 200 back then. How is it?
I'm not very sure, but I think that there are more than 400 co-working spaces in Tokyo.
Cool.
Tokyo, and maybe 800 in Japan, all over Japan. And actually, the many co-working pioneers all over the world say that co-working became boring because many developers want to create a new fantastic co-working space.
I heard about WeWork at Japan too.
Ah, yeah. It's
you already see the place?
Next year. They have the new office in Tokyo, maybe 3 or 4. Very big one.
Yeah.
But most of the co-working space, so-called co-working space.
Yeah.
They don't have any communication. Without communication, there is no security, no friendship, and maybe no business. Like any other shared office.
Yeah, like Regis.
So, it's sad, but it's nowadays many people start using co-working space, so it's
like just using the word, but actually not really co-working.
But I know the good things of co-working and community. So I wanted to share my experience to many people, and I want to tell them how to enjoy the co-working space.
What majority demographic the member of PAX co-working? Are they freelancer?
Ah yes, most of some freelancers and or the CEO of a small company. And we have an accountant and IT people and export and sales managers and food business. For example, if you come to Japan, go any co-working space, maybe 80% you will be bored. This is the issue now because nobody talked to me. So it's
why?
It's only the name is co-working, but they don't co-work. That's what. That's because they don't know about good things of co-working, and they are shy. But if they know, stranger is very interesting. They talk to, they start talking. So I travel alone for the last 20 years. And, for the first time, I was very shy. And, I thought that it might be difficult to communicate. But now I know that people are friendly. So that's why I often talk to
you. Begin to talk.
Even though the roadside, even when I'm running, I talk to somebody.
Cool. Okay. Thank you so much, Kyo, for the talk.
Thank you.
It was fantastic co-working story from Kyo. You can follow him on Twitter at PaxCoworking. Likewise, you can also follow us at Remote Office Co. Stay tuned for the next episode with Kofo San Francisco.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.